Blog Talk Radio. Peace, family. Peace. Family. All right, all right. Ooh, we are here, we are here. Okay. I'm hoping my background music won't be too loud, but I wanted to have a little something going on. So if anybody wants to put in the chat or text me on my phone and let me know, too loud, good enough, what is that? Feel free. Happy Monday. Whew. Happy Monday, happy Moonday. Bless it, everyone. I hope you all had a beautiful day. I hope everybody had a beautiful weekend and that last week was pretty cool for you. Mama was off last Monday and did a little re-air of the week before. And I do that for a variety of reasons, actually. I do it because I know that some of y'all miss certain episodes because life is happening all the time. And I also do it because sometimes I need a break. How about that? So let me just set this up right so I'm not hollering at anybody. I want to make sure everything is nice and right and tight. I had a beautiful day today. I was in the sunshine today. One of my dear friends came by. Oh, my goodness, it was such a beautiful day today. Got my tan on. I know you like tan. Yeah, that's me. If y'all know me well, y'all know I like to get my tan on and I like to upgrade my my melanin and my DNA and what have you in direct sunlight. I just love it. I feel like a straight superhero right now. I'm like, woo, I'm ready to grow. But let's see. So much has been happening. I know y'all like, what? So much has been going on. But first, I want to just formally thank you for joining us. This is the 74th episode of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. My name is Queen Amina, and I am so happy to be your host. Prayerfully, later on today, I will be joined by Dr. James Winborn and the Reverend Ron Robinson. Looking forward to that. But in any event, if y'all are ready to rock and roll and lock and load, let's get into it. Hopefully you read in the edit what we're going to be discussing tonight. I'm going to cover it real quick if I can. You know, so many directives that they keep giving us keep changing every other day. It's crazy. I feel like Katherine Johnson from the Hidden Figures movie because every time we get new information, something else has changed. And I think that I'm going to come out the gate with this, I am. But what I found to be really interesting is that last week we found out that the Biden administration and the White House and federal employees will not be mandated to get the tenderoni. And I was like, wow, that's really kind of heavy. I want to know what makes them more immune or more fantastic than anybody else. I'd like to know. These are still regular people that will have to go into the world, go to the movies, go and do things, blah, 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 blah. So all this conversation about the unvaccinated and how everybody who's not is detrimental to society and all this other kind of stuff. All right, so you just made your whole entire staff, building, complex, and everybody working for you non-mandated? So, like, they're good, they're free to go? They're free to chill? In a minute, I'm going to start working for the federal government. How about that? I just thought that was really amazing because, you know, in the meantime, they're pushing this on people that don't need it. Okay, they are frightening people. They got people selling their kids up for this stuff. Their children are being killed, maimed, sterilized, everything. It is not a game, a joke, or a drill. And the thing I find, of course, really heinous is that the mainstream media is not going to cover this. They're not going to cover it at all. They're covering the Biden administration talking about how their employees will not be mandated, but they're not covering the adverse effects and the deaths, okay? And so in the past few weeks, I've heard more nurses and doctors talk about the patients that are dying in the hospital are people who got the jab and they're having an adverse reaction to the jab. Those are the deaths that we're seeing. Those are the numbers that we're seeing. Because, again, when you hype everybody up on how many, quote-unquote, cases we had. Now, you notice that they're not changing the numbers, so the numbers just keep rising. It's like, okay, let's take this all the way down in scale. I'm not even going to go so far as the common cold. Let's just go to the flu, all right? We know millions of people get the flu every year, millions and millions of people, and around 2.5 million people will die in America alone from the flu. Okay, so that's one thing. But we just keep climbing up the cases. So these, most of the cases, people have recovered. They're chilling. Some of them only tested positive because the PCR test is flawed beyond belief. So really, we're using these numbers still. This is propaganda. I told you all a few weeks ago when the conversations were leaked from the media outlet managers, and they were talking about in the beginning, hello, these are recordings, secret tape recordings from the beginning of this quote-unquote pandemic, and they kept saying, we don't have enough numbers, you need to add more numbers to that count, add more numbers to that count. There was no validity, there was no truth, there were no real numbers. They were just hyping it up to get everybody excited, okay? So, which everybody did, everybody get excited, and they didn't know what to do, they want to panic, oh my God, you know, and I'm like, again, can somebody just, like, calm down and start researching biology and virology for a hot second? It's not like you can't find it. So this was deep to me because millions upon millions of people failed drastically, just failed. Failed to do research, failed to look stuff up, failed to fact check for real, not using their fact checkers, because their fact checkers, like Snopes and all this kind of stuff, are all paid for by the same entities. So you've got cover-ups upon cover-ups going on. And although it's not easy to find the truth, you really can find it. It does exist. I read a beautiful piece in Comet and Science last night, and it just talked about there's one truth. There's always only one truth. The truth is the truth, and that's it. Not my version or your version. It's just the truth. So here we are, moving towards the end of 2021, you've got different countries that are still on lockdown. You got certain countries that are removing children from their households. You have people here in the United States who are not allowed to visit their children if they have joint custody or whatever, because they're not, quote-unquote, jabbed up yet. I mean, all this, it's crazy. And then all of a sudden, last week, we get information from the Biden administration. It's, oh, well, the White House doesn't have to vaccinate, and the federal government employees don't have to vaccinate. Y'all need to shut this down now. I don't know if you realize all of the protests that were going on throughout the weekend. I mean, it was lit. It's been lit for a minute, but I'm so serious. These past couple of weeks, y'all, off the chain, off the heezy-heez, so many people have really band together. They have come together. They are out there risking life and limb because this whole plan is falling apart. You know, it was a mess to begin with. It was horrible to start with. And now here we go. They want to rev it up again, okay? Meanwhile, I have friends and family in the South. Everybody's fine. And I mean the South South. I'm talking about like Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, okay? Even all the way to Arizona and California. I am not hearing any of what the news is reporting from any of my constituents, family, or friends in these regions. And praise the Lord, you know, we've been doing well ourselves. You know, I continue to say, keep that immune system up, y'all. Make sure that you're, you know, eating your vegetables and fresh fruits. Fresh fruits are even more important than vegetables. And as we move into, you know, autumn and eventually the winter solstice, you know, you're going to have to really big up on those fresh fruits. So just be mindful of that, okay? You actually get more nutrients. It sounds weird, but more minerals and vitamins from fruit. Vegetables are great, but fruit is amazing. And that fructose content within your body is awesome. Natural fructose which we produce in our own bodies after we've eaten an apple or a peach or a pear or some grapes or whatever, is incredible. So, you know, just keep doing that. As we continue to get sunshine, yo, get your butt in the sun. Sit outside for a while and make sure you're charging up yourself so that you can literally try to store vitamin D for the winter months. That's basically what I do. I'm like a squirrel. I try to suck up as much vitamin D as I can or synthesize as much vitamin D as I can so I can store it in my body through the wintertime and I'll be all right. That's just what I do every year. I've never had a flu shot. I really do not condone over-vaccinating. I really don't. And you already know where I stand on this particular situation right now. We're not going to go into that again. But I just think it's really deep because what we're seeing around the world are people having gross adverse reactions, people dying. I saw two more testimonies, two more physicians actually. Last episode I gave you the direct testimony of Dr. Christina Parks, who's a virologist and a molecular biologist and cellular biologist as well as virology. And I gave you her direct testimony. If you do not or have not heard that, then you need to go back to episode 73 on the Neonation Network and peep that out. Let's see. There was another physician. Let me see if I can get his name, because even if I can get his name, then you guys can go and check him out. I don't know if I'm going to play his testimony this week. I just think it's so interesting because you've got people putting their lives on the line. His name is Dr. Sean Brooks. Dr. Sean Brooks. And he went and he testified at the, Board of Education in Ohio. And he went off. You know, amazing, amazing individual. I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know, and again, they ain't ready. So when this comes down the line and they start to see things and they're like, hey, and it doesn't go, I'm just saying, it doesn't go with the narratives that they want to purport. It's the exact opposite. So then it's like, ah, oh, dang, wait a minute, okay. And there's a host of other physicians. Again, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny continues to do her lives, as well as Dr. Rashid Bittar, and there's a host of individuals. You could find out, and I would definitely not suggest going through Google. I would say for you to go through DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K, D-U-C-K, go. Because Google is ridiculous right now and totally overtaken by the cabal, and they don't want any information to be shared that's really factual with regard to what we're dealing with right now, as well as other things. It's really kind of interesting because Google used to be my go-to. So now I'm like, ooh, all right. Anyway, I also think it's interesting that Joy Reid of MSNBC decided to take it upon herself to come for Nicki Minaj after Nicki Minaj had tweeted and did an Instagram about her cousin in Trinidad, I believe, who had received a tenderoni shot, and his testicles began to swell. Now, the swelling of the testicles and or gonads is another side effect of the tenderoni shot. So she wasn't saying anything wrong. She wasn't saying anything crazy. She wasn't saying anything out of order. It was definitely unfortunate. I feel bad for him. I wish he hadn't done what he did. But this is something that is real. And so you have other physicians that are coming to the aid and back of Nicki Minaj saying there's no need to criticize her and come down on her because what she says is an actual side effect of the jab. So y'all got to really pay close attention. Now all of a sudden we got little skinny Chris Rock coming out talking about, hey y'all, I got blah, 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 you know, so take care and da-da-da-da-da. Really? Really? These fake celebrities are getting on my nerves. And I'm not saying he's a fake celebrity. He's a celebrity. But when I call them fake, I mean you're not purporting the truth that the people really, really need. Okay? The people don't need jocularity and whatever you think, or if you got paid to just say what you needed to say, you know, whatever, you got rescued or whatever. I'm just saying, this is ridiculous, okay? I'm not accepting it, and I'm not accepting quotes from D.L. Hughley's Instagram either. I don't know what happened to him. I remember in the beginning he was talking about no, this is crazy, this is that. But somebody somewhere got to him because, you know, now he seems to be advertising and pushing this jab as well as some of the divisiveness that I'm seeing amongst people. And I don't think that's cool. So, again, if you're aware of the Nicki Minaj story, you know, it's not far-fetched. It is the truth. Do your research if you're interested. But unfortunately, testicular swelling is an actual side effect of the tenderoni jab. All right? So much is happening, I'm telling you. I'm like, whoa. Oh, and the ill part about it was the White House even reached out to her. Like, what? The White House reached out to her. So not only did Joy Reid try to put her on blast on MSNBC, the actual White House reached out to her. Why? Nicki has over 250,000 followers. So she's influential to her followers, and they're afraid. These people, man, the government, everybody, they're scared that, you know, she's making people think, uh-oh, heaven forbid we start thinking, right? Ridiculous. So big up to Nicki for putting some truth out. I'm not a huge fan of Nicki Minaj per se, but knowledge and information is always powerful. And by her coming out with this story about what happened to her cousin, it's really horrible. And he is not by himself, honey. There are many, many, many men throughout the world, not even just this country, that are suffering from testicular swelling as well as a host of other nasty, nasty things. And when I say nasty, I mean nasty. So it's interesting. Let's see. I'm also going to talk about some healing crystals tonight. Yes, because I had a vision and I had an interesting thing occur. And I was like, oh, okay. Wait a minute. You know, when you say to yourself, wait a minute. I found it interesting that we've had crystals shown to us, displayed, highlighted, and what have you in different movies. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. So I'm going to just take it up to the top again because those things I just mentioned were sort of off the fly, but they were definitely on my mind. And I just really want to wish a happy, happy birthday and solar return to all of the fly Virgos. Okay, I know your season is going to be ending shortly, but, oh, I have such beautiful Virgo people in my life. Starting with my heavenly queen, my mommy, who would have turned 91 years old yesterday. Woo, I say. Okay, it was a little bit of a melancholy day for me. Yesterday it was emotional at times, but I'm okay. I just miss her so much. It's just ridiculous, but I'm holding on. You know what I'm saying? So happy heavenly birthday and Ibaye to you, mommy. I love you eternally. Next up, my auntie Norma, who turned 90 on Saturday, and they had a Zoom birthday for her. It was so cute, and I was able to make that. She and my mom were best friends since they were like young girls running around the streets of Harlem in the late 1940s all the way to like the present, basically. They were thick as thieves, y'all. Okay, we talk about the best of friends. They kind of resembled a little bit. They did a lot of things together. They went to the same church. They married a day apart. Aside from being born a day apart, they both became educational professors, as my mother was a teacher and a professor, and my Auntie Norma was a guidance counselor. They both married amazing men who transcended before them, and they each bore two daughters. So they had a very parallel type of friendship all the way up until my mother's last days, and it was just an honor for me to be present at my Auntie Norma's 90th birthday on Saturday. That was just beautiful. I know that they're always going to be connected. You know what I'm saying? I also want to wish my beautiful husband a happy, happy birthday coming up this week. My beautiful hubby, Lish, DJ Pitch, a.k.a. Tyrone Brinkley Sr. I don't talk about his real name that often, but I just want to wish my husband a happy, wonderful birthday, and I'm going to make sure it's beautiful for you. And we have wonderful plans throughout the weekend and what have you, so I'm just very excited. But that's the love of my life, and he's awesome, and I pray that he will continue to have many more beautiful, wonderful birthdays. Let's see. Boo, 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 boo. Oh, I also got to wish, like, Brother Abs a happy birthday. My girl Vonnie, it was her birthday at the top of the month. I mean, you know, I got beautiful Virgos in my life. Virgos are banging. I'm never mad at a Virgo, honey. Plus, it's my rising sign, so I kind of get them quirky as they are. But I just want to also say a quick note to remind us to cherish our friendships, especially your dearest ones. You know what I mean? Having just had this amazing big wedding and our family and friends involved in it, not all the family that we wanted to come, but still, it was wonderful, and it was a beautiful reflection of our lives to see all these wonderful people come together to celebrate our special day. And so I just want to, you know, give a super shout-out to my girls and to my sisters and my friends. I'm proud to call these women my sisters, honestly. Okay, we are ride or die to this day. And so I think it's important for us to continue to forge and cherish lasting relationships. Blood may be thicker than water, but real friends are priceless, okay, and they can even save your life. So I'm going to say them because I don't do this all the time, but I'm just taking this moment to just give a super, super shout-out to my sisters, Lily, Feline, Mary Worm, D-Wop, Riri, Crystal, Moyo, Vonnie, Kilolo, Coffee, Troy, Sister Karen, Mama Bird, Kiki, Tosh, Mama Razi, Beckers, and so many, many others. Y'all know who y'all are. Sister Dawny, I love y'all. Y'all don't understand how much I cherish you, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. And I just, you know, pray we continue to thrive and, you know, get better and better as we continue to mature and turn into fine wine. Okay? We're not, you know, we're aging like fine wine, ladies. I love you, and I just think, again, it's just so important for us to have real friends. You know, I have one blood sister. We're 7 years apart. I love her to pieces, but, of course, but she's not necessarily my peer. And so when it comes to my people, I'd be dead in the water without them. I already know it. You know, I already know it. These women have pulled me through some of my worst times and vice versa. And so I salute sisterhood. I salute friendship and love and happiness and joy in that relationship. I'm so serious, y'all. Again, just happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday also to Cousin Joe, a.k.a. Creating Moments. Okay, happy solar return to every single one of you. May you all be blessed with many, many more decades of joy, happiness, light, great health, and so much love. Ashe, 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 oh. All right? So let's get into it a bit. I must state that it is not by accident that we are experiencing what we're experiencing at this time. Yeah, that's a lot, right? Okay, let me break it down. Whether one believes in prophecy or not, destiny is always unfolding. It happens to mold and shape us, as well as the eras of time that we coexist within. Time and space are constantly revealing new revelations to us so that we may better navigate through our lives and through the events and the times that we're living in, all right? So let's start with a little astronomy, because I was talking about this the other day with hubby Lish and son, and I was like, okay, you know, question. What's the name of our closest galactic neighbor? Well, the answer is Andromeda. Da, 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 da. Andromeda. Now, Andromeda's big, all right? Andromeda is about 25 to 50% larger than our own Milky Way galaxy. Now, did you know that Andromeda was named after a black melanated woman? Legend has it that she was born to the king and queen of Ethiopia. Now, you know Ethiopia is very black, okay? She married Perseus, and they had a son named Percy. And eventually, they named the land east of Ethiopia Persia, which is now Iran and Iraq and what have you. Okay? Now, did you also know that
the name of our galaxy is called Milky Way due to ancient Greek mythology. Apparently, the Greek goddess Hera sprayed her breast milk across the heavens to light the night sky. Okay? Now, in Africa, in the Kalahari Desert of southern Africa, the Milky Way is called the backbone of night because it looks like that at night. Now, depending on where one is on Earth and what time it is, the Milky Way is visible, especially during a new moon when we don't see the moon in the sky. It's absolutely awesome. I had an opportunity to experience it a couple of times, but the most recent time was when I was in Northern California, above Sierra Nevada, I believe, and the new moon, and all you could see was stars and the middle of the Milky Way, and we laid outside drinking wine, laying on blankets, looking at the stars for hours. I think we went to bed about 3:30, 4 o'clock. We were all out there on tour. I was with Lillian at the time, and the beautiful sisters and myself, just the three of us, stayed outside after dinner and decided to watch the stars and look at shooting stars and spaceships and all kind of stuff. It was deep, okay? It was deep, but I felt like I could just put my hand right in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. That's how close it felt. I'm not even joking. It was an amazing experience. So I'm talking about Andromeda and the fact that it's named after a black woman because she's supposedly born as a king and queen of Ethiopia. I'm mentioning this because practically none of us learn this in school, any type of formal school setting. I didn't even get this in college when I was at a black university. Hello. So we have to realize that we're constantly being shaped, cultivated, and molded by all of the things that we allow our six senses and other etheric energies to engage in. You're like, what do you mean? If our reality is being dictated to us by somebody else, not that you can't get it, not that you can't get reality, but if it's being shaped by textbook companies, by educational curriculums that aren't written by us, if it's being molded and shaped, of course, by the government and other politicians in your area and other individuals that have ulterior motives, to keep you in a certain mindset. So you then have to take responsibility for yourself and go outside of that. Okay? And so this is when I talk about going back home, going back to origins, going back to remembering who we are, going back to certain ceremonies or even practices that we would do in ancient antiquity, but we don't know how to do that now, or we refuse to do it now. We think, oh, what sense does that make, or any of those kinds of dynamics. I just feel returning is important, like remembering. I always talk about remembering. It's not just about recalling a fact or a thought. Remembering means also coming back into the whole, coming back to the one, O-N-E, okay? So if we're being molded and shaped by all these different things, okay, then when they say stuff like, oh, you are what you eat, that's relevant. So, but you're not just what you eat, okay? You're also what you see, what you hear, what you touch, taste, what you intuit. The last one is even more important, what you intuit, what energy you're able to interact with. You know, I talked about this a few episodes ago and talking about brainstem activity and brain centers and all these types of things and how the melanin-dominant human is the only one on the planet who has the most brainstems and the most receptors, the most centers, the most everything. Yet, we're the ones that are always being, under attack, if you will. In a variety of ways. Now, the ill part is that other people are also under attack, but they don't realize it. How about that? Okay? So, as the madness ensues, so does the opposite of madness. All things have a polarity, okay? And the biggie with the law of correspondence is as above, so below. So, realize that there's way more that's going on beneath the eye, okay? That should be quite clear, as we have a very poorly functioning government, mainstream media who lies for a living, and a cabal which has a chokehold on most areas of people's activity. Okay? So folks are beginning to really start to trip out right now, and I'm like, really, you panicking now? We've been through many, many different things in our past. You know, this might be amongst the most heinous and divisive and crazy, but we've been through other stuff, all right? So I know we're going to be all right because we've been through worse, actually. It's just that too many fail to realize and understand that we would have a government that would actually seek to be detrimental unto its population. A lot of us can't fathom that. You know, like I said, a lot of people, and I've talked about this for years, people can't fathom a Malthusian theory. Remember I told you Malthus, I think it's John Malthus, whatever, but Malthus is the one that came up with this whole idea about how there's not enough room on planet Earth for all the people and that eventually population control has to come in. And that's when you have the birth of eugenics and people that now want to completely genocide other individuals, other whole groups of people, or determine who is useful and useless on Earth in terms of who's going to live and who's not going to live. Like, wow. So when you think about things like that, you know, it takes you to cartoons, it takes you to Pinky and the Brain, it takes you to all kind of different movies and stuff like that. But if you pay attention, what you see unfolding before you, you better take heed and still maintain control of your own reality. So, yeah, you can see the mess going on, but you don't have to get it on you, quote unquote, if you don't get too deep, okay? Just saying. I'm just going to say that, right? You control your reality. Everything that we think and all the stuff that we engage in and what have you and the individuals that we also engage with, all these things have a lot to do with our own experience and what we can manifest in our own lives, if you will. Okay, yeah, your birth chart has a lot to do with that too. Yes, it does. You know, but it's intense. Yeah, I think it's really interesting, the panic, you know, and I'm like, don't panic, it's calm down. You know, you have never heard the term calmer heads prevail? My father used to teach us that, like, ever there's an emergency or something that's going wrong and stuff is just absolutely buck wild, stay calm. Stay calm, all right? Now, what we're also experiencing globally has been coming down the pike for a while. This is not a secret. This has been something that's been in the works for a very long time. And so, you know, we're seeing it. We're experiencing it. At the same time, you can acknowledge it without embracing it, if you get my drift. So think about that for a minute. All right? Think about that just for a moment. If we're not paying attention to what's really happening, you know, along with whatever you're doing in your own life, like, you can really get overwrought. I have listened to several individuals, friends and clients, who are, like, ready to jump off the ledge. And I'm like, if you do not calm down and turn off the TV, relax. I was like, okay, turn everything off. How do you feel right now? I'm a little anxious, but I'm okay. All right, put on some soothing music or go for a walk or go to the park, deep in the park with the birds and you don't really hear so much outside noise. Like, change your environment if it's possible. Or find something on YouTube like Hawaiian surf or Native American flutes or anything, even Bach or Beethoven, to calm down and help you shift your mind dynamic. Because you're letting television and different things like that take your imagination and run away with it. Baby, it's yours. You create the reality you want to create. Don't let TV create your reality, all right? You got to be real careful. It's easy to fall into the nonsense that our society is purporting. It is very, very easy to fall into that, okay? They have y'all thinking that celebrities or these politicians, you know, are more special than other people. You know, they've got individuals polarized and caught up in color and race, which are constructs which were created by melanin-recessive people in order to maintain a fake dominance, a fake majority, and a fake supremacy over everybody else. It's really a lie. And beyond a lie, it's just wrong. Yeah, it's just wrong. Okay? So that mess is falling apart. And they're like, uh-oh. You know, their grip is slipping, and that's why, you know, we're being further entrenched in their madness. Like, the grip is slipping. They're just holding on, grabbing at straws. They don't know what to do right now. They're really tripping out. And I'm like, okay, let them trip. You ain't got to trip with them. You understand? You don't have to bug out. Somebody's got to be cool. Somebody. Like I said, with regard to the tenderoni, so I said, somebody got to live. Somebody got to have to live to tell the story. Okay? And a lot of us, by the grace, will survive, and hopefully we will be able to tell this story about the madness, because what we're in right now is deep. So I'm just begging you, everybody within the sound of my voice, please don't get caught up in the illusion. All right, this is a very massive illusion, and when you learn this, everything in your life will change. I continue to reiterate that consciousness opens up one's perception. Hence, one can broaden their perspective through the expansion of consciousness. Do you understand? I talked about this last year at some point. Because I'm like, you can't give a perspective on something that you can't perceive. Okay? So your perception has to be there. When you open that up, it'll change your perspective on a given thing. All right? What you hear and what you see will begin to change as you expand your own consciousness. You know, I'm constantly talking about raise your frequency, raise your vibration. Very, very, very important. As we're in the midst of a full moon, people go through a lot of different things in a full moon. I'm not even joking. Some people, I talked to one of my girlfriends, her whole body goes out of whack whenever there's a full moon. Like, nothing is ever right for her whenever it's a full moon. I have other people who get very emotional. I can get emotional myself sometimes, but I'll get quiet instead of becoming more boisterous and outspoken because my emotions are deep inside of me, you know. And so as we have those full moons and those that moon pulls and tugs on your emotions and your feelings, and so it can have you behave in ways that you normally might not if it wasn't a full moon. You understand? So we're in that right now. We're in a full moon right now, and I just want everybody to take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's do that two more times. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. One more time, in through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Yes. Breathing is so essential. I mean, not just that we need it anyway because we need oxygen to survive, but it really can clear your mind when you're a little bit hysterical or you're overly excited or you're very, very emotional. You know, I had to breathe a lot yesterday because, like I said, it was my mother's birthday and I was really feeling her. And so I just continued to have moments where I had to kind of break away and just breathe, okay? So nothing wrong with that. Whenever you need to do that, I suggest you do it. I remember back in the day when I was doing social work real hard for the city of New York and Human Resources and Child Welfare Administration. Ooh, I don't miss that. And I would go outside. I would literally go all the way outside, winter, spring, summer, fall, put my coat on, whatever, go outside and let the fresh air hit me and just try to take a few deep breaths and then go back upstairs to my desk because so many of the cases I was dealing with were so horrible. And I did my best to not internalize them or bring them home or make them, you know, entrenched in my own DNA, if you will. But it was very stressful, and I would often just go and breathe and just kind of connect just with the prana of life, okay? Very, very important. You know, I speak often about how, you know, we're dancing our way in the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Human beings are experiencing much greater things, you know, but unfortunately some are really stuck. Some of them are real stuck in old paradigms, very similar to a record or a CD on skip. You know, just go back to that point and just starts over again. You're like, oh, my God. You know, I have folks reaching out to me who are living what they consider to be a Groundhog Day kind of life. Remember that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, and he kept waking up and going to bed at the same waking up at the same time and basically experiencing the same day every day? I have people who are reaching out to me to let me know that this is a reality that they're experiencing. And I'm like, whoa, okay. You know, I'm like, so there's a blockage. Because we're supposed to be moving forward, and every day is supposed to be new and different and happy and all kind of stuff. So if you're experiencing the same day every day, then there's something that you're blocking in your psychosis. There's something happening to you mentally and spiritually, one, that needs your attention. You might need to really begin to write down everything that you're experiencing in that day. Because if it's a real groundhoggy kind of day, whoo, that has to do with something in your brain. Something is definitely happening either in the cerebral cortex or even deeper within the brain, even with the hippocampus and all of the wonderful emotions and chemicals that your hypothalamus gland produces. You know, it might even be what you're eating. Hello. A lot of people have been going buck wild since they've been home and stuff. I'm telling you, you can't eat everything. Some of us, if we eat too much sugar or we have too many fried foods or too much starch even, you know, can definitely alter our hormones and alter our thought process. So be careful. And I always say that a good way to break bad patterns is to love a little bit more. You know, love unconditionally. Love strangers, help people, go to the supermarket, buy somebody's groceries. You know, help people all day if you just decide to just sacrifice and give a day of helping all day. You know, it has nothing to do with you. You're just helping somebody else all day. That can also change your polarity a lot. You know, when you're doing something for somebody else and it's with no expectation in return, okay? You know, I keep saying that we get caught up, and if we get too caught up in our minds and we fail to realize that we control our lives and our realities, you know, we are not puppets for God, the Almighty Creator's Creator. We're not puppets, okay? We're not little marionettes. We're really not. We co-create our reality with the Creator. You know, we are divine aspects of the Creator. We are divine spirits having a human experience. And if we hold on to that, I think that helps us to navigate through our lives and through each day a bit better, because we're way more amazing than what's been led to believe. Other individuals want us to think we're nothing, we're lazy, we're low, we barely deserve to breathe, all these other little crazy things, but we're here. I don't know if anybody remembers that last scene, not last scene, but one of the best scenes in The Color Purple, when Mista is yelling at Seeley because she's getting ready to roll out with Suge and Suge's husband. She's leaving. And he runs out the house, and he's like, you're ugly, you're black, you're skinny, don't nobody want you, you're this, you're that, whatever. She said, whatever, I'm here. Good Lord, I'm here. Ha. And that's the attitude you got to have. We exist. How can somebody look in your face and tell you that you're nothing or that you're not worthy, you don't deserve to be here? We're doing you here. Talk about kiss my behind. You're here. So if you're here, ooh, okay, let's look at what we could be doing. Should we be thriving? Yeah, we should be thriving. Should we be good? Yeah, we should be good. Should we be building and forging wonderful relationships? Yeah, we could do that too. Ooh, should we be creating? Should we be making things out of thin air that turn out to be multi-billion dollar industries? Yeah, why not? Like, embrace the potential that we all have. It's infinite. So don't ever let anybody tell you, you ain't got no business being here, you shouldn't have been born. I don't care if this is a Dalit in India in the lowest caste system possible in India, the Untouchables, quote-unquote, the Dravidians, quote-unquote. You got purpose. All you need to do is get out that damn country. But anyway, you know, or find a way to really make it through and shine where you are. But everybody has purpose. Okay, the Paralympics were on a couple of weeks ago. Did anybody see any of that? My goodness, you got people that don't have limbs swimming, riding bicycles, playing basketball, doing all kind of stuff. Don't let nobody tell you no. And I think that's my biggest point. Because people are being pushed by propaganda. And I'm like, F that. Sorry. It has no relevance. Propaganda has no relevance in my life. I'm going to sit in reality, and I'm going to co-create and create what I desire, and I'm going to shine. And I suggest we all do that, all right, because we are the ones that control our lives and our realities with the power of the creative creator, all right? We do it together, all right? But if you believe that that is not the case, if you feel that you are but a marble that God plays with, just, you know, flicking around all over, then that's what your reality is going to be. And that type of thinking will always lead to despair. All right? And it's really sad how many major religions have damaged instead of truly uplifting us into Christhood, Buddhahood, or Kabbalion consciousness. I think it's just amazing. When I look at these religions, because man got a hold of them, you know, man creates them and gets a hold of them and wants to control people through these dogmas and what have you. And even the word religion means to bind, religare. It means to bind, hold together, but not bind in a good way. Like bind so you can't flex. Like you can't move. You can't do anything but this. That's not what that's supposed to be. You're supposed to be free. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be free. Unfortunately, greed and power and things like that, and especially racism, took root and became very divisive. Things became divisive beyond belief. But, you know, even if true Christians knew that they were supposed to be becoming a Christ and not simply worshiping one, life could be a lot different. You know? And even within Christianity and even Islam, like, trinities are common in early pre-European domination of the world, okay? Trinities, threes, all right? Africans have always paid homage to the family unit, which is the mother, the father, and the child, okay? They know that that is the basic formula for perpetuity and that you have a man and you have a woman and one and one will make three. That man and that woman will have a child, okay? So when we look at the Holy Ghost in the Christian faith, it's interesting to me, it always has been, you have a father and a son, but you have no mother. The only place where the mother is revered a lot is in Catholicism, and you've got Mary. Okay? But even in certain pictures, it's Mary and Christ together, and then you've got, sometimes you've got Christ and a lamb. Okay, the lamb, I can't, but I'm just saying, honestly, these are the depictions that you have when it comes to Christianity, but really it's like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and I'm like, well, who's the Holy Ghost? The mother's the ghost? Really, mama's a ghost? Did she die in childbirth? Like, what happened? I don't understand that part, you know? You know, Africans always knew that the woman, a.k.a. woman, W-O-M-B-M-A-N, is the only one who can bring forth life from her own body. That's why her name is woman. All right, goodness knows you can't have a son without a mother and a father. All right? Also, don't you find it a little interesting that one is told to go to church every Sunday when the Sabbath is actually from sunset on Friday through Saturday sunset? But unfortunately, the Christian church mixed Saturnalian worship, which is the worship of Saturn, yes, and put its identification into Christianity. All right, when you get a minute, look up Saturnalian worship, okay? Just check it out. It's really, it's intense, okay, because there's a lot of fornication and drunkenness and all kind of merriment within Saturnalia celebrations. Yet and still, we're supposed to be taught that, you know, Christianity, you worship on Sunday, and maybe that's why they're trying to get away from Saturnalia, but I don't think so, because they kept doing it. They kept doing it. It's really deep. You know, when you get an opportunity, also study the story of Remus and Romulus, who are the twins that were raised by wolves in Rome. These are the progenitors of Rome. The word Rome comes from Romulus and Remus. Okay, and what it meant to be Roman, all right, is very unpretty. We're talking about orgies and all kind of gluttony, and I mean, what? Okay, ain't no Christ in that. Sorry. Even in Islam, the original Islam had a trinity as well. It was Alat, Al-Manat, and Allah. Alat is Venus, Al-Manat is the moon, and Allah was the hidden one, and that's why Ramadan occurs when the star is inside of the crescent. The star is actually the planet Venus, and the crescent is the moon. Even, and in Islam, they want to tell you, you can't read your horoscope, really. But your major holidays are all based on astrological and astronomical formations. Think about that for a minute. You know, and Al-Manat and Alat, being Venus and the moon, are feminine. They're feminine entities. So they were removed from Islam, okay, removed by the Euro-Arab and the patriarchal domination of things. But you had a trinity, you know. So now they wanted to make sure that patriarchy would just ravage the earth, okay, and we see how well that all turned out now, didn't we? You know, women in deep antiquity, especially in African antiquity, in pre-Euro colonization in antiquity, women were celebrated and revered beyond belief, going back to my original story of Andromeda, named after a black woman. Okay? The state of California is named after a black woman, Queen Khalifa. Okay. We have so much. Child, please, I will be on here for hours trying to break down to you where the feminine principle is revered and regarded in history, okay? So before any European invasion, our civilization flourished with supreme knowledge and intellect, science, highly advanced architecture, mathematics, music, high culture, royalty, military might, with men and women, agriculture, medicine by way of herbs and the crystals and using sound waves. Of course we were hated. Okay, we were rocking everything while other groups of humans were living in a hell of cold and ice. So no wonder we're despised, darling. Okay, like the proverbial European big brother who would always be envied and jealous to the point of inflicting harm upon his brother. That's what it's like to be melanin dominant. Okay? And the narratives continue to be skewed. They've been skewed, okay, to drill the points home even further, like we're monkey people and we don't have any intelligence. Anyway, I'm not even going there. You know, it's really sad. So much time was wasted, especially in the Piscean era, so much time was wasted by utilizing things such as discrimination and racism. It's insane. You know, all they continue to do is capitalize on our prowess and our genius while continuing their own crazy narrative of racial inferiority. And then everybody misses out. I think everybody misses out, including them. Because the big bad and bossy, who might be dumb and stupid, they won't learn if they continue to just be big bad and bossy. How do you learn? How do you expand your consciousness, if you will, if you think you know it all and you don't need to learn and you over everything and da 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 da? You're going to miss out. I always say every day is an opportunity for learning. We should be learning something new and growing every day, every day. You know, so it's deep. And I've said this before, but, you know, we would really be way more advanced as a nation and a world if we were able to shine and be who we truly are as melanin-dominant people, okay? I always make jokes talking about we would have been in space if the United States wasn't so racist and dumb. Okay? You know, you had black women that made the space program happen, all right, quite successfully. But racist white men and women were constant hindrances throughout the entire program. We would have been in space. Then they get mad when Russia gets to space first. Well, Russia wasn't messing around with a broken racial ideology at the time. Okay? And did you all know that Henry Ford didn't have the best-built car when he first started? His car wasn't the best. There were some brothers who had a great car. It was made better, and it performed much better than Ford's Model T. All right? The brother's name was Frederick Patterson of Patterson and Lowe. And they built their first automobile in 1915, and it was wonderful. Okay? Y'all better know black folks done invented almost everything we currently use and do. Okay? But I digress. My point is that our civilizations were so advanced, and they still are because it's inside of us, and we still don't get the credit. You know, one day, I know, but our identities, skills, swag, prowess, gifts, and talents continue to be stolen away by Europeans and Asians, okay? They just keep biting everything we do because we are what? We are that fly. We are that fly family. So teach your children, okay, instead of watching, like, silly nonsense things on television, you know, look at a documentary on YouTube for an hour and a half. You know, hubby Liz and I were listening to Dr. Rinoko Rashidi last night, you know, Ibaye to him. Absolutely brilliant scholar and, you know, just showing us our reality in the world. You know, embrace history and science, y'all. These are truths that really kind of can't be refuted. All right? And so I'm coming to the height of tonight's program, which was about crystal healing. All right? How many of you know about crystal healing? It's deep. You know, the utilization of certain types of crystals and minerals to bring a different type of outcome into one's life or even one's body. All right? We have used crystal healing for millennia, thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years. Okay? Some of the most amazing Merkabas, which are the pyramids in Kemet, are lined in quartz, pink quartz. Okay? Some of them are even healing chambers. Okay? The Great Pyramid, I believe, is lined with quartz inside, okay? And what they call the king's chamber and the queen's chamber are not the king and queen's chamber. They are actually replicas or representations of the pineal gland and the pituitary gland within the brain. This is how fierce we are. This is why it's so difficult for a European to decipher Kemet, because it's quadruply layered in meaning four things, for one thing, and they can't get all four. They might get one or two, but they couldn't get all four, so they get stuck. So they thought that the pyramids were burial chambers, but there was never a body found in it. Okay, we have the Valley of the Kings. That is where the royalty are put to rest after they transition. They're not inside of pyramids. That's not what pyramids are for. Pyramids are also to balance the chakras of the earth. It's a long story. Y'all ain't ready? Anyway, I'm making jokes. But I'm saying it because we don't realize how powerful these things are. Sometimes we just think it's a piece of jewelry. You know, I've got on a beautiful pink tiger's eye today. I had on amethyst yesterday to keep me calm because I knew I was excited. And today I just wanted to embrace love and balance, and I'm good. But some of the pyramids are actually healing chambers. And there's a portal in the side of the wall where the priests would incant certain statements while the initiate, the person who was receiving the healing, was laying on a quartz or a pink quartz slab within the Merkaba, and the resounding chants would fill the entire chamber, and those tones emitted would then bounce off of the quartz and heal the person. And the person would come out of the chamber and out of the pyramid healed. This is how amazing we are, y'all. This is amazing. Okay? So how many of us are using crystals in our lives right now? All right? I know me. I keep a collection, whether they're jewels or they are just chunks. And I have chunks all the way up to amethyst column. I have different pieces of agate. I have small chunks of amethyst column. I have other types of rocks, sedimentary rock, igneous rock, different types of opal. I got Ethiopian opal. I have a nice little chunk that was given to me by a brother from Ethiopia. And Ethiopian opal looks like chocolate that has the hues of red, yellow, and green within it. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. In my life, it's gorgeous. I was like, okay, love it. All right? Little do you know, crystals help to keep us grounded. Again, we're made up of star stuff. We're made up of minerals and all kind of things. We have gold and silver in our bodies as well. So don't think that interacting with crystals will be for nothing. No, it's going to resonate with some part of you, somewhere, some part of you, okay? So it was deep because, you know, I was dealing with my crystals the other day, and I charged them in the sun as well. So when I'm sitting out in the sun, I'm charging it, or I might just hold it by itself and charge it. I have a beautiful clear quartz pyramid, which refracts the most beautiful light ever. If you put a light, if you put it on top of a light, it's absolutely gorgeous. I have abalone, I have coral, turquoise, aquamarine, citron, sodalite, fluorite, rutiline quartz, aquamarine, which is my birthstone. I love my crystals. Okay, so as I said a little moment ago, it was heavy because my mind had flashed to one of those last X-Men movies. The one, it might be Extinction, forgive me, because I'm not that much of a movie buff, but it's the one with the bad guy who's got the super huge head, okay, and he wants to take control of the universe by taking possession of the stones, if you will. And I don't remember how many stones there are. I know they're all different colors, but they remind me of things like ruby, emerald, pink quartz, citron, things like that, diamond, okay? And in order for him to wield so much power he has to steal these stones from various sacred individuals. People are guarding these stones throughout the world. Some of them are actually like X-Men individuals, like the dude who's all red and he's got the stone right in the middle of his head. Hello. In order for him to possess all the powers of the universe. And so I found that that was interesting because in the movie, each one of the crystals represents an aspect of our reality or a sense that we have. So our connection with crystals is quite similar. And it's powerful because people don't realize that. Now, don't forget, remember in Superman when they had the crystal communication device and they were able to look back in time and send messages to each other and so on and so forth? It's the same. Crystals do hold energy. If you want to cleanse them, you rinse them off with warm water and you put them outside in direct sunlight for at least a day and the energy is going to be cleared. But I found it interesting that this entity, this big-headed entity, wanted to take control of the universe by having possession of the stones. So I said, well, you know what? To me, it's the same as the stones that I have in my home, in my possession, in my life. It's the same with individuals who sell them. You know, there's a really great place where I would get a lot of my stuff in Pennsylvania called the Pocono Rock Shop, and I can get it all. I can get malachite. I can get, what you call it? The black one is a black stone that soaks up radiation. Shunghite. Okay, I can get shunghite from him. I can get all types of beautiful protected stones. And so I'm a stone person. Like, I love them. You know, I wear Herkimer diamonds almost every day. But I love tiger's eye and quartz and amber and all these beautiful crystals, and they feel a certain kind of way when I am wearing them, whether in a necklace or on a ring or in some earrings or whatever. So remember that when we use minerals and crystals in our own everyday lives, if we use them properly, you know, we can gain insight, we can gain healing, and we can gain knowledge, okay? It can change your disposition. Okay, you know we have crystals in most of our modern-day communication devices. There are crystals in our phone. There's crystals in your laptop. There's crystals in your flat-screen TV. There's crystals everywhere. So they're helping us to communicate anyway. But you could do a little bit better by having your own on your body. Okay, there's even stones of protection. I have these different stones of protection that I keep in each one of our cars. Okay, each one of our vehicles has a big chunk of a protection stone inside of them, God forbid. Because, you know, we're on highways and byways all the time, and you got to be safe out here, especially with these fools riding around with a mask on while they're driving. But that's another story. I'm not going to go there right now. So I would just say, please do not discount the power of crystals and crystal healing. All right, get some in your life. You can even look some up online and learn some things. I'm going to share some of the values of some of them with you this evening before I open up Doc's line. I see Doc hanging out. I'm coming to you soon, Doc. But get some crystals in your life, y'all. Okay, charge them up. Charge yourself up. Feel good. All right, open up your consciousness. Expand your third eye. I remember I used to lay down on the grass and just put a different crystal on each one of my chakras. Okay, I would get as close to my root chakra as possible. But I put one by my root chakra, my belly button, okay, above my belly button, my solar plexus, my heart chakra, my throat chakra, my third eye, and my crown. And I'm telling you, oh, I would wake up feeling fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So let's take a trip real quick. Now, clear quartz is what it is. It's clear. Sometimes it looks a little cloudy, but it's called clear quartz. And it's for clarity and vision and stillness and communication, and we use it in antiquity as well. All right? Rose quartz. Rose quartz has a pinkish hue to it. It's still smoky looking, kind of like the like quartz. Now, clear quartz is clear. Let me just be specific. There is such a thing as smoky quartz, and smoky quartz is just that. It looks kind of smoky. But rose quartz is pink, and we use rose quartz for love and for compassion and for, give me a minute. To just embrace more of a loving vibration, love of self and love of the world, love of other people, love of nature, that type of thing, okay? Beautiful. You have amethyst. Amethyst is one of my favorites. It's purple. It's like a lavenderish purple color. Not purple like wampum. Okay, wampum is a different, is a shell. This is a mineral, and you can see through it. And so amethyst is for calmness, and it's also said to be a connection to the divine. Again, whenever we're dealing with divinity, purple is that color. Don't forget that. Royalty and divinity is purple. Amethyst is inherent in its high frequency. It purifies the aura of any negative energy or attachments and creates a protective shield of light around the body. So that's why I had on my amethyst yesterday, because I knew I was feeling emotional and I did not want to attract the wrong emotions, even though I knew I was sad, but I was like, I'm not trying to sit in this sadness. And so it did help to bring buoyance and love and clarity and peace into my aura yesterday. Another one of my favorites is lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli is like a beautiful blue color. Oh, my word. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. It's a powerful crystal for activating the higher mind and enhancing intellectual ability. It stimulates the desire for knowledge, truth, and understanding, and aids in the process of learning. It's excellent for enhancing the memory. Okay? If you need to remember stuff, get yourself some lapis, whether it's an amulet you can wear around your neck or some earrings, if you wear earrings or a nice ring, all right, or a bracelet even. But get some lapis so that it can get into your bloodstream and help you, okay, with processes of learning and discernment and memory. It's also called a stone of truth, all right? It encourages honesty of the spirit and in the spoken and written word, where for all forms of deep communication. It's also a stone of friendship and brings harmony in relationships. Okay? Lapis, all right? Next one, hematite. Hematite is beautiful. It's an iron ore, and it looks like silver and shiny like gunmetal, but it's actually, it's hematite. It's an ore, an iron ore mineral. All right, so hematite crystal represents grounding. If you're drawn to hematite, it means that you might need to be grounded, okay, and balanced in your life, all right? As soon as hematite touches the skin, you feel more centered and calm with its intense but subtle vibrations. While all crystals have powerful grounding effects, the hematite crystal properties are a gem when it comes to clearing and activating the root chakra, the energy center that anchors us to the earth and provides a feeling of stability. Okay? Hematite, really important. Beautiful. Malachite. I love malachite. It is such a deep and vibrant green. Amazing. Malachite crystal stone meanings, it echoes its deep connection to nature with colors of a lush, verdant spring, bursting with a new life. Isn't that nice? It's a must-have stone for city dwellers yearning for natural relics. Bring the wonders of nature into your home by placing a large piece of malachite in your living room. Okay? It works to remove environmental pollution and also adds a welcome pop of color in your sacred healing space. A powerful way to channel the malachite crystal is by meditating with a crystal layout that focuses on its healing properties. Following the cleansing ritual used by the Native Americans for thousands of years, smudge your space with sage and some other crystals to set the mood for transformation and healing. And then place the malachite crystal on your heart chakra and feel the crystal radiating with its perfect energy pattern that opens up the heart to love. Okay? Very important. This healing and purifying energy can be accessed when you connect with the malachite crystal properties through peaceful contemplation. Holding a stone in each hand, Feel his transformative powers infusing your body and mind with a white light of pure healing love of the universe. Okay? Malachitis, fierce. And I think I have one more. Yes, good old onyx. Onyx is deep, deep, deep black, sometimes with some gray striations in it. So everybody has phobias, from tarantulas and flying to commitment, intimacy, heights, whatever. But the wise Japanese proverb says, fear is only as deep as the mind allows, which makes the onyx crystal a strong and sturdy companion on your spiritual journey. A power warrior stone, heavy, okay? The onyx crystal, meaning, helps stomp out negative thought patterns stemming from the most debilitating and toxic emotion of them all, fear. Include onyx in your gem collection and always know that whatever happens, this powerful root chakra stone will always have your back. Featuring black, deep black with white and gray bands of color, onyx symbolizes three different phases of our ever-spinning planet. Black represents the cool and still night skies. Gray is the sky at pre-dawn and dusk, and white is the color of the day. In the world of fairy tales, the magic always takes place at dusk or dawn, the time when all is still in the glow of twilight. Together, these colors represent the interconnectedness of black and white, the yin and yang of the universe, which helps restore balance to the root chakra and eradicate fear. The healing properties of onyx are a gem at soothing the stress of everyday life because it works to bring harmony to the work-life balance with its grounding effects that make you feel safe and anchors you to the earth. Feel forever frazzled or include onyx into your daily routine. Okay, it will promote wellness and peace in your life. So I wanted to talk about those particular crystals because I think that it's been coming up in my feed and Instagram. It's been coming up in my own psychosis. It comes up when I'm getting dressed and I want to figure out what piece of jewelry to wear. It's just always right there. And I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden my brain went to the X-Men movie. And I'm like, wow, Big Head is trying to get control of the universe by having possession of these stones. And I'm like, crystals are stones. And we utilize them throughout all of antiquity to do what we need to do. Okay? Just a quickie, some of the other ones that I didn't get to break down for you, but things like amber, citron, sodalite, fluorite, aquamarine, topaz, turquoise itself, coral, red coral, white turquoise even. Yes, there's such a thing called white turquoise. Y'all, come on. There's so much. There are so many beautiful things. And if you get an opportunity, you can also go to maryshandsjewelry.com. Mary, M-A-R-Y-S, H-A-N-D-S, jewelry.com. That's one of my sisters. That's my baby. She makes beautiful jewelry. Her website is still up. She still has some things. You might be able to go and see and pick up some things for yourself. I got quartz earrings from her. I got it going on from her. So I try to keep myself lifted and happy and loving and again, very enlightened and conscious. And I know my crystals and my stones help me do that every day. I know it. I can feel it. So I see, all right, I'm going to start with 973-640. 973-640, your line is open. Alamo, are you with me?
Greetings, peace to the queen. How's everybody doing tonight?
I am awesome and fantastic, blessed, and everything else is wonderful. How about yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored, sitting back and enjoying, feasting off of your knowledge as always. Most definitely appreciate it.
Oh, indeed. Listen, maybe you can tell me, even though we're about to be done in a minute, like we've got a half an hour to the show, but I was hoping the music wasn't too loud. Is the music too loud?
No, not too loud.
It's not?
No, I mean, I can hear it, but it's not too loud.
Yay! Okay, all right. I'm over here mind melting, trying to, like, you know, make sure I think and administer and speak
over it without yelling, you know.
Right.
But we have been listening to, let's see, mix number 144, The Old with the New, I believe it's called, by my beautiful husband, DJ Tyrone Brinkley, DJ Pitch Control, on SoundCloud, so, because his birthday is this week, so I was like, okay, I want to play some of his music behind me in the show. But I swear, Doc, so much has been going on, and I know you know about crystal healing, you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a moment the other day, and it was like, oh my God, the X-Men movie, you know, because the thing was like, I got to control the universe, and the only way to control the universe is to get all the stones. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, hold up. It just hit me like a, it just like ding right inside the head. I was like, oh, okay. You know. And I want the family to find alternative ways to calm down and to have peace and to relax and to not bug out, you know, to be buoyant and laugh and be jovial in different times, even if it doesn't seem like it's something to be a laughing matter at this moment, but just to have peace in your life. You know, sometimes you got to break away. Life is mad serious, and what we're experiencing is crazy. Sometimes you really need to break away. Whether
Indeed.
You need to meditate, like I said, and put an amethyst on your forehead and go lay down. Or maybe you need to watch a little earthquake comedy on YouTube and just crack up.
Right. Sometimes you need to do that.
And release endorphins, you know, into your brain and feel good.
Yeah, just cutting off and sitting down looking at some cartoons or something. Because I'm like,
right.
I can't take it. I need to take a break. Because
right.
I'm driving myself crazy with all of the heaviness that I'm lifting.
Seriously.
You have to give yourself a mental break. And sometimes you have to do something for no reason at all, but in order to break the cycle. And so
right.
I happen to like cartoons. I will go look at cartoons and look at, you know, Channel 13 and watch the kids chase around Luna. You know,
right.
so...
and just give yourself a smile. Like, you know,
right.
sometimes a little jocularity... You know,
mm-hmm.
some humor. It's very important. You got to try to keep it as light as you can because it's heavy enough. It's heavy as a damn anvil. So you need to lighten it up sometimes. And in that process, whether you can just escape into laughing, into being fun, or if you want to be more serious about it and, like I said, utilize crystal healing, you know, and reconnect or go outside and reconnect with Mother Earth and nature, like that's all par. It's all good. I actually advise us to do so because what they're trying to do to us not only just drive us all mad and crazy, but they're also really trying to push the fear, you know, and I say it all the time, fear lowers your immune system. So if they can't mess you up in more ways than one, like they got a myriad of ways they're messing you up between Cinco George and pandemics and jacked up tenderoni shots and propaganda that's just off the rails. Like, they want everybody to just be a hot, scared mess. And I'm saying, you know, honey, hubby, Lish and I say it sometimes, just say no. They're like, just say no. It's crazy. You know,
right.
it's bizarre. And so I just try to stay sane. You know, and allow myself to feel what I'm feeling, but don't get stuck on stuff that won't serve me.
Right, and that's so easy to do.
Oh, boy.
You have to be very conscious because you can be into something and it's not serving any purpose but satisfying an emotion.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, you could have did so much more with that wasting of a peptide. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we have to be careful. But I always try to side, you know, on the idea that we're in the process of getting it together, and we're in the process of coming together, and hopefully. all of these little things that we allow hold us back, we got to shake them off. You know, the scripture says,
right,
let us lay aside every weight that will so easily beset me. And so, you know, sometimes it's the little things that we allow to hold us back from the big picture. We see
exactly
little things that we don't like, and we won't go after what we really need because we are consumed. And we have become masters at making mountains out of molehills.
Ooh. You lucky I didn't put the sound effects on. I'm like, that was the bomb drop right there. Serious.
Yeah.
We have become like sculptors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, making mountains out of molehills. It's like, oh, look at mine. No, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was little to begin with. Keep it small. Minimize. You don't need to magnetize. You know, they want to make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, no. We can't do it. We can't afford it. And I'm seeing it. I know you are as well, with a lot of stuff that's going on right now. And I know with you, you've gone back and forth between the that big rotten apple. You know, you're probably experiencing even more things that the rest of us aren't necessarily experiencing with regards to the madness.
Yeah, then the madness is I'm afraid. I'm almost afraid when I think about a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of stuff that I'm hearing. I'm almost afraid to think about it, and I tell people that it looks like, unfortunately, everything we said that we was afraid of. Think about this: at the beginning of the pandemic, before we understood it was a pandemic, things that we feared and talked about that was coming down the pike is already here.
Right.
In the beginning, mm-hmm, we were talking about a vaccine that was going to do more harm than good. We were talking
and
about mandatory vaccination, and it's here. We're talking about mandatory vaccination. Now it's here. You know, I hear the commercials. Now I'm listening to the commercials, and they sound so much like the commercials that we would have heard in the movies. You know, the commercials that are on TV now about how you have to have your vaccination card to eat at certain restaurants.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, they got the nice music playing and the nice people smiling.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
what I mean? Of all the vaccinated people that now can come back into the restaurant. It is so Orwellian until it is scary. You like, oh, my God, this is happening. We're not talking about it anymore. This is what's happening in front of our face. When we look around the world, we look and see what they're doing, oh, my God, in Australia.
Oh,
the
Australia.
Police are jumping out of the police cars, grabbing people, holding them, and forcing them to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's frightening. That's so frightening. That's real frightening.
If I did not want the vaccine, I would be afraid to go to the hospital for anything.
No, really?
I would be afraid. I would be afraid to have any procedure, any surgery, anything done, because I'm thinking any needle that they give me is really a COVID shot.
Yep. You can't trust them anyway.
And they're going to do it without my permission.
Oh, yeah. You might be knocked out or asleep.
Right.
I mean, this is the thing that makes it so interesting, because we haven't quite seen this in our reality, per se.
Mm-hmm.
We've read it in books and things like that, but we hadn't really experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that we, even when we see it in other countries, we're in denial. I hear a lot of people, oh, that won't happen here. I'm like, you think?
Like, sweetie,
look at California.
It is happening.
Right? In real time.
Right.
So we've got to stay vigil. We've got to stay smart. you know, there's way more going on. And then these storms ain't helping. You know, I want to give a shout out of love and support to any and everybody who was affected negatively by the impact of Hurricane Ida. We didn't have any problems where we are at all. We were just rain. We were just like, okay, whatever. But I've had friends that were flooded out. We got, you know, people that lost their vehicles, people with no power, just a mess, a mess. And those things aren't getting any lighter either. So when they keep throwing stuff at you, you know, it's almost like a super game of dodgeball, because they just keep throwing something at us every 5 minutes. So between, quote unquote, trying to pull out of Afghanistan, but I'm like, you didn't pull out. I'm like, I don't even, I'm going to be nice because my vernacular was going to change, but I'm going to be nice because y'all done broke 100-something thousand Afghanistanian people here. I want to hear the Republican Party. I want to hear about who's going to take a job now. Y'all were mad at the damn Mexicans. This ain't nothing compared to the Mexicans, fool. I want to hear what they're going to have to say about this here. Who's taking your job now, Billy? Because this is a lot of people, men, women, and children. I was
and
like,
then
wow.
And there's an additional 14,000 Haitians under a bridge in Texas.
And did you know, I mean, if you followed any of the reporting, not one of them people had masks on. They're not talking about no vaccinations. There's no conversation around that. It's just, oh, we have to save the Afghan people. We have to save those people. And I keep saying, you didn't airlift one Somalian out of Mogadishu when we had that conflict in Africa. Y'all don't save black people. I don't see that. You might go and shoot them up with something, but you leave their ass right there. You don't bring them here.
Right.
So I think that's another thing for us to look at. So, okay, that's on the list, right? We have the pandemic is ongoing. All right, we're pushing tenderoni shots. People are dropping dead from tenderoni shots. You got more and more doctors and nurses and everybody putting their neck on the line, screaming at the top of their lungs that the people who are dying in these numbers in the news are not COVID people. They are vaxxed people. They are people who have gotten the jab. They are dying. Their testicles are swelling. Their hearts are swelling. They've got blood clots everywhere, spike proteins in every organ. There was one autopsy done, of course, illegally, because they don't want any autopsies done on, quote, unquote, COVID patients. But this one man, they found spike proteins in every organ of his body. The spike proteins attacked every organ of dude's body. Heart, kidneys, pancreas, intestines, everything. So I'm just like, y'all serious right now? Then, I have to say, the two top virologists that worked for the FDA, the ones that quit last week, they quit because they were like, we never approved it. We never approved it. It's really technically still under emergency use, authorized emergency use. They're like, we didn't approve it, and we don't want them to do it. They quit because they know it's toxic. They know it has the propensity to do so much damage within one body. They know it sterilizes children. They know it attacks the placenta in pregnant women. And in women that are young who are childbearing, you won't be able to have children because you won't be able to form a normal placenta. And if you don't have a normal placenta, there's no baby. The baby can't stay in nothing. Like, this is deep. That testicular swelling is killing the semen. It's killing them. So these young men and these boys will be sterile. Period. This is not a game, a joke, or a drill. People have meningitis. I'm like, shit, excuse me, stuff that made a comeback that we ain't had around in a minute. All kind of stuff is making a comeback. People are coming up with HIV.
All kind of stuff, yeah. Yeah, I even heard of a case of smallpox.
Yes. And pertussis, for God's sake. Really? And I'm like, is anybody paying attention? Is anyone aside from those of us here? But I'm just saying, pay attention, because there's no way in the world you can have all these people dying and have a cover-up this large, right? And at the same time, mainstream media is just toting the line.
Mm.
Toting the line for it. I'm like, how dare them all? I'm disgusted. I haven't watched an entire news program in over 2 months. You know, I may watch current events and what's going on locally, but as far as all that other stuff, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm tired of the lies. I'm like, you're deceiving people. You know, I have a really good friend who had succumbed to pressure from family and friends to get the tenderoni shot, and she really shouldn't be one to get it. She should not be getting it. She has a weight issue. She shouldn't be getting it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I listen to Christian people, and I'm like, what happened to having letting Jesus have your back? What happened to that? Is he in charge or not? Is God in charge or not?
Mm.
You know, you had whole congregations signing people up to get the tenderoni shot. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, and I'd be pressed if I didn't believe that there was monetary incentive involved somewhere.
Are you talking about with the bishop?
Yeah, with the bishop and the big churches and these other churches, the whole church, y'all had a tenderoni shot day. Everybody came. What?
Yeah.
But now people starting to die and everybody's all upset. I'm like, man, please. And like I said at the top of the show, when I talked about the numbers and how the numbers just continue to climb, they won't bring the numbers back down. So since December of 2019, when we had our first 2-3 cases, those same 2-3 cases are being accounted for inside of this grand count of all these millions of people. I'm like, are you serious? That's like saying, let's take account of everybody that got a cold and keep the numbers the same, even though the people in the beginning have well since recovered.
Mm.
But you keep those numbers. You want to push that fear and keep those numbers. And you're lying. And then you're lying about the people who are dying from this thing. This is nasty. This is nasty. You know, I feel for New York. I feel for people in New York. I hope that more of the store owners will also stand up for themselves. I know there's a pizzeria somewhere in the city where they actually have a sign outside that said, all are welcome, vaxxed or unvaxxed. We do not care. We don't discriminate. And the owners are like, yeah, over my dead body, am I going to have people showing me some stupid passport mandate and all that? No, they're like, we're not doing that. That is not the America that we live in. It's intense. And you had another one with a family that was religious exempt. I don't know if you saw that one. And they wouldn't let them eat. And they were religiously exempt. So I'm going to push the envelope a little further and be like, okay, so what happens? What type of passport or ID card or whatever does White House administration and federal employees get now since they're not mandated? And the reason why they're not mandated is because they all put up a heck of a hissy fit and said, we ain't doing this. We're going to quit if you make us do this. And so they said, okay, not you. Isn't that heavy?
There's a lot of several hospitals where the nurses are walking out.
Yeah.
A couple of companies where everybody just walked out. Like, no, you're not forcing us. We're not doing it. It's unconstitutional. I wouldn't do it if I wanted to, just because you're trying to make me do it. So that's the whole thing making me suspect. Whenever people
word up, come on now. We talked about that a few weeks ago, remember? And I was like,
right.
Why aren't people paying attention? That they got to give, they're giving you donuts. They done went to from donuts and pizza and burgers to beer and weed, $40, $100. Like what?
Because the shot is not the product. You are the product.
Come on. Come, Selecta.
You need to wake up. You are the product. They paying you to do something. It's not because they want you to have the product. They want you. You the product.
You the product. Straight up. You are the product.
You are the product.
You know, and it just, I think it just gets under my skin when they use our celebrities, especially African-American celebrities, to try to push this on the rest of the population. It's really annoying to me because I'm like, half of y'all are stupid. No, not that I'm trying to be negative. I'm not. But I'm just saying, most of our celebrity individuals are not highly intelligent individuals. They're gifted. They're talented. But ain't nobody getting a Nobel Prize for nothing. Nobody's splitting atoms or curing cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing what you do. You sing, you dance, you drop it like it's hot. You do what you do. You know, I mean, even yesterday, Beyonce was all over Instagram, and I'm like, B, could you do something with yourself? You don't have enough attention in your life already? You're Beyonce, married to Jay-Z, and you got to be on Instagram every 2 minutes in my thread with a selfie? Are you serious?
Wow.
A little narcissistic. Well, just a little narcissistic. But yeah, I was just like, oh, wow. And then I'm actually watching MSNBC and Joy Reid on Friday, and she starts talking about Nicki Minaj. And I was like, huh? And you want to bash Nicki for posting about her cousin having this unfortunate adverse reaction of testicular swelling after he got his shot? Like, where's the joke? There's no joke there.
Right.
There's no bashing there. Now, I don't, the propaganda is so sick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then the White House press secretary came out talking about, oh, we spoke with Miss Minaj. What?
Miss Minaj.
Y'all spoke with Nicki Minaj because she got over 220-something thousand followers. That's why. You're scared. You're scared that she will influence the hood. Like, that right there, for me, I didn't watch any news the rest of the weekend. And I used to love Joy Reid. I really did. I just was like, you know what, this is some bull. This is ridiculous. I can't have no parts. I was like, y'all stressing me out with this stupidity. I can't let it happen. So I just enjoyed the weekend. Hubby Lish and I just enjoyed the weekend, relaxed. I got sunshine. I cooked. We were, you know, everything. I made pancakes the other day, honey. Like, I was like, oh, you know what, I said, we're going to unplug. I'm not getting myself overly enthralled in this mess, you know, and people that want to go back and forth with me or, you know, say anything that negates what I'm saying. And I'm like, well, did you do any research? What did you come up with? Oh, you didn't do any research. You were watching the Dallas game. Okay. You can tell me all the stats on Dallas, the Giants, everybody. You can tell me all of that, but you can't tell me this. But when I tell you something that I researched and I'm basically regurgitating what the doctor and the scientist said, but you don't want to believe me. And I was like, you ain't got to. I am not here to make you believe me. That is not what we're doing. It's sad.
Yeah,
who is
it's so
sad? I'm like, here we freaking go, man. So it is 8:51. I'm going to open the Reverend's line so I don't get cast into hell. 914-363, Mighty Reverend, your line is open.
You never say Alamo, are you with me?
We got one Alamo.
I don't, right, okay, Alamo.
You're Mighty Reverend.
What can we call me? Okay.
You're the Mighty Reverend. You are the Mighty Ron Robinson, okay?
Thank you so much. And mighty as I is, y'all, I'm going to say something ingenious in 3 minutes because that's what I got. Anyway, check this out. Okay, so they got this paper, Sovereign Independence. I think that's
I saw that.
Oh,
Tina, cut you. I saw the picture you just sent me. I did. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't. Now, there's some Czech people that are saying that it's not official, whatever, but it's ironic, you know, that it's in that time frame because around 2005, they said Fauci was in Wuhan. They were establishing some kind of virus for whatever reason, researching it, and then Fauci came out and said, oh, in the future, we're going to have this serious virus.
Yes,
back in 2005.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
I saw him
all right,
face.
There's a doctor. There's a doctor. If I don't know if anybody saw it, he was in Fauci's face telling him, you are guilty of creating this virus and this pandemic. And, you know, he was trying to denounce him as a crazy man or something like that, Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ironic that they were saying that Trump carried on the research. President Obama tried to stop it.
Yes.
But nevertheless, you know, Trump won, so whatever, it continued. And here we are right now today. So certain things make sense. That guy Alex Jones, I got that theory, that conspiracy theory show, you know, he's a little much for me, but a lot of times certain things he do in research do make sense until a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? So people, the thing I said is this, and I said it last week, I'll be on your show, I think. We have to, millions of people got to come together. One person do it, you might end up, you know, with concrete shoes and the ocean somewhere. But I'm saying if enough of us get together, because I know there's at least about 200 million or a little less of people in this country do not trust the vaccine. The thing that we have to do is come. There are doctors now, scientists, that are saying there are something wrong with this whole picture, and they're talking up, okay? So now if you get the people behind you, enough, 100 million, 200 million, whatever people, to say, listen, we want everybody protected. Not saying you're going to not talk anti-medicine or anti-research or CDC or WHO, whatever these people are, but just say, listen, we want you guys to check out homeopathic natural medicine. We want to check out herbs. We want you to research that in your laboratories and come back with a vaccination that's an alternative to these compounds that you guys are putting together, which a lot of people feel is toxic. You have it in cigarettes and stuff. Carcinogens. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm from South Carolina. Y'all carcinogens. Y'all know. I can't say everything, y'all. You know, but carcinogens in vaccinations was made by Pfizer. Okay.
Yes.
So these things you know are there. They did some black little things they found in vaccines as well. So I'm just saying like this. There's enough people dying on both sides of the board. Those who are pro, those who are con, those who are rich, those who are poor, those who are white, who are black, whatever. We need to request that we want to research in natural homeopathic medicine and natural herbs. We want to see how can that be an alternative for those of us who cannot take vaccines for whatever reason it is, religion or physical conditions, et cetera. They can't deny it. If enough people come out and talk about it, if enough of us come out and fight about it and put it out there in the streets, they will do it. They will research it. They will come up with something.
The White House, because they were like, yo, we ain't doing that, sir. And he's like, okay, well, then you don't have to. Never mind. Like, honestly. And the air part, if I rewind real quick, Fauci has been doing Fauci things. He's been Bill Gates' pal forever, and he sits on the board of one of Bill Gates' other organizations, okay? Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gives money to the CDC, NIH, WHO, and so forth, okay? And the UN, excuse me. So Fauci has been in Gates' pocket for a very long time. 2005, when he was muddling about over there, so on and so forth, and he was doing stuff, then he came back here and continued to do it. In 2015 is when the Obama administration was like, you need to stop. Between 2012 and 2015, it stopped.
Correct.
So they were like, you can't do that anymore, right? So that's when they went back to Wuhan because they got money. So because Bill Gates was like, I'm not letting this puppy ride. So go back. And oh, it's too late now. I got 3 minutes. So, honestly. So, the thing that's crazy about it is that he did it You understand what I'm saying? He's
right.
The one that orchestrated this with Bill Gates and the rest of them. He's the one that did it. You
right,
know?
Right.
So it's deep because people don't want to believe that either. And so the same spokesperson that we see all the time, yeah, you're lying. And then all his emails came out, you know, and hopefully he will be tried, hopefully, because honestly, I'm telling you, the wickedness is insane. And I learned that from Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
right.
know?
Right. Exactly.
He was the one that first started to talk about it because she was the one that got arrested when they stole her research that she had been doing on AIDS and HIV. And then she found out that they were doing gain-of-function studies at Fort Detrick. And that was when they were like, they can't do that. Like, you're gonna make people sick. You're going to really have a problem. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll stop. And they didn't stop. They went to China.
There you
and
go.
They just bumped
exactly.
Out. So here we are. That's why they keep saying, oh, the next strand and this strand and that strand. And I'm like, y'all are really, really full of it because this would have never happened if you didn't do what you were doing. So, again, it's that whole problem, reaction, solution thing that they do when everybody's chilling and minding their own business and all of a sudden we throw a problem in the way. Then we react to it. Oh, my God, you got to lock down. You got to wear a mask. And they keep saying, like, mask wearing does nothing. It does nothing. We're talking about the most microscopic fibers. It makes no difference. There's no mask that you can have on aside from a complete hazmat suit in vacuum-sealed plastic. Okay? Otherwise, just roll with it, honey. It's going to be what it is. That's why we keep saying, keep your immune system up, eat right, meditate, be a good person. All these things are really important. It's so fierce right now. And lastly, you're still pushing the tenderoni shot for the alpha variant when the alpha variant is gone. So you're pushing the leftover shots that you have because you want that money. You need to make sure you got a way to spend that money. But those shots will not be effective. They weren't even effective on the alpha variant. They weren't showing effective on the Delta variant. You don't have a vaccine that is effective. One of these things.
Well, you know, New York is offering $100 to anybody who would take the vaccination, especially your kids under 12.
I know. We have $100 now. Ain't that something? Think about it. If somebody came to you and asked you, can I give you $100 for you to take this shot? I'm like, hell no. That's an experiment. That is an experiment. So I know Doc had to bounce off, but I just thank everybody for being on with us this Monday. I really give thanks. I hope that the information that was shared will be helpful. 708-475 and 571-264 and the rest of everybody else within the sound of my voice, I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Honest and for truly, enjoy this full moon. Utilize this full moon to reflect on what you need to change in your life, what you need to do, what you need to not do, who you need to see, who you may not, maybe don't need to see anymore. think about all those things and just reflect, be divine and sit in peace and light. You're more amazing than you think you are, honestly. And just don't believe the hype, y'all. We can make it through this, okay? We can make it. If we just stick together, just like the Reverend said, if we stick together, we can make it happen. So I give thanks. And have a wonderful, beautiful, and progressive week ahead. Again, happy birthday to all the Virgos, especially my beautiful divine mother in heaven and my amazing husband. Happy birthday, Tyrone. Happy birthday, DJ Pitch. You know you're amazing. You're a fantastic human being, and it's an honor for me to be your wife. I love everybody within the sound of my voice. I think y'all are fantastic. Shine on, family. Be bright. Okay, be bright. And be loving. Help strangers. Smile at everyone. All right? Protect the children and the elderly. Be divine as you can. All right? And again, get that vitamin D. Get your sunshine on, y'all, so you can make sure you ward off any kind of disease whatsoever. All right? We got to stand tall. We got to stick together. We are one. Our tribe is real. If you need a birth chart reading, please, please go to Ty Phoenix. Sister Ty Phoenix is on Instagram, T-I-Y-E, Phoenix, like the bird, P-H-O-E-N-I-X. Also, the Hood Healer. If you need any medicinal herbs or treatments, you need to hit up Yaki Awakening, Y-A-K-H-I Awakening. All right, he's also on Instagram, Amazing Products. Excuse me. It's all about healing and well-being, family, okay? Healing and well-being. So prayerfully, I'll be back next Monday. Same melanated time, same melanated channel. Please support the Neo Nation Network. I thank you for all of your donations. Anybody that wishes to make a donation to me, you can go to Cash App, and my handle is $QREIGN, Q-R-E-I-G-N. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Sister Dawny, KK, Renee, Roz, everybody who's always on here every week. I love you, and thank you so much. Be divine in your world. Be bright, okay? And I also want to wish my stepson a wonderful, happy, happy birthday. His birthday is like next week. But still, I just want to wish him a happy, happy birthday too, okay? He's a Libra. He's the beginning of Libra season. He's on that cusp. So happy birthday to Tyler. And everybody else, y'all, just stand strong. Be beautiful. Shine your light. Be divine. Be yourself, because nobody else can be you, so it doesn't make any sense for you to try to be anybody but yourself. All right? If you're working on something special, good luck. And, again, utilize this full moon for reflection and love and stillness and peace, okay? Sit in that light and be your divine self, okay? Love you, family. Stay fantastic and amazing, and thank you, Reverend, and thank you, Doc, as usual. Be blessed, family. One love.